Quiet.
Turn them over.
This is they caught you.
Going to Hollywood, are you? You're a fool.
I couldn't use her if I was making slapstick comedy.
Better go back. You better go back. You better go back. You better go back. You better go back.
The 1847 Silver Theater. Starring Rosalind Russell and James Stewart in an original story, First Love. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. International Silver Company, makers of 1847 Rogers Brothers, America's finest silver plate, welcomes you to the 1847 Silver Theater. In just a moment, you will hear the third episode in the romantic comedy drama of Hollywood, First Love, starring Rosalind Russell and James Stewart. I was going to say something entirely different to you right now, ladies and gentlemen, but I was distracted by Rosalind Russell's new hat. It's one of those new sort of high-flying numbers. She looks mighty beautiful in it. And looking at her new hat made me think how different women look from year to year, depending upon the fashion. For fashion designers create styles to last only a season. And then I got to thinking about the people who design our 1847 Rogers Brothers silver plate. They've got a much bigger problem on their hands, for they must create a design to last a lifetime. The silver plate does. And that's just the kind of design First Love, the new 1847 Rogers Brothers pattern, is. The type of loveliness that looks thrillingly new, but which will gleam just as proudly from your dinner table many years from now. It's a pattern whose simplicity will grace many backgrounds, yet with a richness of ornament to go proudly with more elaborate settings. The ornament is a garland of formal flowers in the moonlit shimmer of America's finest silver plate. And there's news to this ornament, for it's more deeply etched, more richly raised in a perfection of craftsmanship never before available, save in sterling silver and special order silver plate. Only 1847 Rogers Brothers silver plate shows this workmanship. Workmanship possible only by a great house of 90 years' experience of working in silver. So that you may see for yourself what new loveliness in silver plate can be yours, 1847 Rogers Brothers are offering you a finely wrought fork, a special serving fork in this glamorous new First Love pattern at less than one-third its regular price. So ask your dealer about it tomorrow and ask him to show you sets of First Love, the greatest achievement of a great house, 1847 Rogers Brothers. And now for the man behind the show, Conrad Nagel.
Thank you. Thank you, John Conte. Today we pick up the story of Gene Wilson and Jimmy Parks right where we left off last week. As I mentioned last Sunday, we're trying to do things a little differently in the 1847 Silver Theater. The opening scenes of the drama tell you virtually everything that has happened so far without resorting to narration, so that when you hear today's episode, you'll be completely up to date on our story. Now the lights are being dimmed and the silver curtain is rising on the Grover Jones story, First Love, starring Rosalind Russell and James Stewart. We hope you like the novel touches our author has given his play.
I ain't sure as how I should be letting you wait in here, mister. Miss Wilson, she's busy getting ready for that screen test, and besides, she don't want to talk to no reporters.
But I tell you, she'll be glad to see me. I'm going to give her a lot of free publicity, which means she'll make more money.
Well,
and that means you'll make more money, too.
How come?
Don't you get a percentage of her earnings instead of salary, just like all the rest of her servants?
How come you know about that?
Oh, I know a lot of things that...
Oh, hello, Mr. Park and Mr. Burke.
Where's Miss Wilson, Dora?
Over to the makeup place to getting ready for that test. But she don't want to see you, Mr. Jimmy. She done told me to tell you not to come around here till next Friday when she gets paid.
In other words, Jimmy, my boy, you're still in the doghouse.
Quiet, Perry. Well, never mind, Billy. We'll just come in and wait.
There's another gentleman there, though.
Hello there, Jimmy. How are you?
All right, Barnett, what's up?
Hiya, Perry.
You heard him. What's up?
Why, nothing in particular. Just a little business I wanted to talk over with Miss Wilson.
Any business you have concerning her, you'll talk with me. I'm a manager.
Yeah? All right, Jimmy. That ought to do just as well. But there's one funny thing about me. I always like privacy when I talk business.
Beulah, go over to the makeup department. Jean may be needing it.
But Mr. Park, she done said.
You too, Perry. Get out of here.
Fresh air, be a pleasure.
All right, let's have it.
What's the rest?
I said let's have it.
All right, Jimmy, it's like this. I know that Jean Wilson's a new star, and I've got a story she might be interested in. You too, Jimmy. You used to write. You'd like this.
Go on.
It's about a girl, see? A waitress in a restaurant right across the street from this studio. Well, suppose we call the girl Jean. Then there's a fella. He's a publicity man named, well, let's call him Jimmy. And he gets fired from the studio, see? But as he's leaving, he tells the boss that he has a new star. Of course, he hasn't, really. But he runs into this waitress over at Umlaut. And then he gets the idea of getting back at Ricky, at his boss, by tricking him into signing her as a star. So he takes the girl to a preview, see? And they're broadcasting the shindig. Am I boring you?
Go on.
Well, our hero ups to the mic and introduces little Jeannie to the nation as a famous international actress. Then to back up the bluff, he rigs her out like $1 million, gets her a fancy apartment, clothes, servants, the works. Only our hero is broke. So he has to get all those things by giving away percentages of the girl's salary, if and when she gets it. And now comes the good part.
Cut the comedy, Barnett. What else do you know?
All there is to know.
How much do you want?
So you like my story? Well, I'll tell you. I might take a few percent myself, but for two things. First, I happen to know you've already given away over 70% of it.
You're pretty busy, haven't you, Barnett?
I get around. The other reason is that Martin Ricky is going to get out of that contract just as soon as he finds out his new star can't act. Because you and I both know she can't. She had a test with a quickie outfit 4 months ago. It was terrible.
I asked you once, how much you want?
$1,000? Cash? Oh, I know you haven't got it. But it would be easy to promote on the strength of that contract. But that's why I want to tell this girl.
You won't tell her anything.
No?
No. Because you're going to keep your mouth shut to Jean and to everybody else.
So she don't even know. Well, that makes...
And she's not gonna know. Now, look here, Barnett. You get this straight. You're gonna keep your mouth shut. Do you understand that?
Am I?
Yeah. This town has been a lot better off if somebody had whaled the daylights out of you a long time ago, and there's nothing I'd rather do than take on the job right now.
Wait a minute, Jimmy.
You know, we thought you... Oh, I didn't know.
That's all right, Jane. Barnett here wanted to talk to you about some business. I've taken care of it. He was just leaving.
Yes. Yeah, well, so long, Miss Wilson. I'd, so long.
Well, as long as the business, whatever it is disposed of, there's no reason why you shouldn't go, too.
Now, Jeannie, don't be like that. Now, come off that high horse of yours, will you? Why haven't you let me see you for the last 3 days?
What was there to see you about? Contract was signed. After all, just because you're my agent, I can't expect you to devote all your attention to me.
You'd be in an awful spot if that froze that way.
What?
That nose of yours up in the air.
Not very funny, Mr. Park.
No? Well, maybe I don't feel very funny. Here, this is what I came for. Leave this.
What is it?
Well, it's the contract I had you sign the other night, making me legally your agent. Remember what you said at the truck just after I told you Ricky had signed you up? About how your Prince Charming would be sure and find you to collect the 10%? Well, maybe I'm dumb, but... just came to me last night in the middle of the night what you meant.
Oh. Then you mean you don't want to manage me any longer?
Oh, Jeannie, will you quit it? We started in this thing together, didn't we? Now, I want us to go through with it together. I had to have that agent's contract to make a binding agreement for you with Martin Ricky.
Then it wasn't all just business? I mean, to make your 10% commission?
I don't give a darn about 10% or 20% or 2% or 90%. What do you suppose I came here this morning? Because I heard you were going to do this test, and I came to help just as I promised you would.
That's really why you're here?
Yes, of course it is.
Oh, Jimmy, I'm glad
I've been
talking.
Never mind. Here, let's see that makeup.
You see, I thought that you'd only said you believed in me.
Now, quiet. Now, here, turn your face here to the light. Okay, who did it? Wally?
I think that was his name.
Yes, good job. You ought to photograph like a million. When are you supposed to shoot?
Any minute now, they're going to send for me. Do you like my dress?
Yes, well. You know your line?
Gosh, yes, I hope so. Here, you shoot me, will you?
All right. Did they tell you what picture you were testing for?
No, but I imagine it's the one with Trista Lane. She's doing the test with me.
Trista's going to do the test with you herself?
Well, yes, she offered of her own accord.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I don't like it.
I know Trissa. She's been top star of Superba for a long time, and she's determined to stay top star. So when she starts holding out a helping hand to somebody younger and better looking, you know, it's apt to have a knife in it.
Well, what could she do?
Well, just try and steal the scene from you and show you up, that's all. That girl knows all the tricks. That's why you've got to be plenty sure of yourself, see? Now, come on, let's run over these lines. Here, I'll give you your first cue. He said he would return. Do you remember?
Yes, Ann.
Uh-huh. And Trish has a long speech about spring and stuff, and he was, but you're just a child. You could not understand.
But I do understand.
That's right. Well, then she has another long speech about, hey, wait a minute. Hey, this is a sequence from a picture Trista did 2 years ago. What was the name of that thing?
Memory Lane.
Memory Road, that's it. That's it, and this is supposed to be a test for you. Jeannie, do you know what she's done? She's picked out the biggest scene she ever played in her life, and she's using it for your test. Or you're playing a stooge part opposite her. Look at the length of her speeches, and what do you say? Yes, Anne, but I don't understand. You, my dear, of course I will. Oh, Jeannie, why didn't you have me on hand to take care of these things for you? If you were the best actress in the world, you wouldn't...
Yes?
We're waiting for you on the set, Jean. It's back on stage 12.
Oh, Jimmy.
Well, they can't do it. I'm going to make them change this.
Oh, no, we can't do that. I can't start out like that. Besides, they'll at least see how I photograph.
Ed Wilson, come on. They're showing up yelling for you.
Oh, Jimmy, how do I look my best? My hair.
Oh, that curl. That's not your eyes again. Never mind. Come on. I'll fix it on the set. Come on.
Sorry to hold you up this way, LaRue. I can't imagine where the girl is.
Oh, if this girl is but half what you say she's, Ricky, then she's worth waiting for. An international actress. As I said last night, Ricky, if she shows well in this test, I shall be glad to direct her in a picture for you. That is, if you have a story that will...
Leave it, LaRue, but we have the camera set up now. You want to look at it?
And to be sure. And you will pardon me, please.
Oh, she only likes her sister. Do you realize what it will mean to have Renee LaRue directing for Superba?
Of course, Ricky. And we must see that he does like her.
Sister, I wish you weren't being quite so sweet about all this.
Why, Ricky, you know I only want to help the girl.
Here I am, Mr. Ricky. I hope I didn't delay you.
Quite all right, Miss Wilson, quite all right. Hello, Jimmy Berg. Glad to see you. Oh, Joe, tell Mr. LaRue that Miss Wilson's ready.
Yes, Mr. Ricky.
Good morning, Miss Lane. I'm sorry I held you up.
Good morning, my dear. It's quite all right. I can understand. It would have taken them a long time to find the right makeup for you. Oh, but you look lovely and so calm. Of course, I know how you must feel inside. Oh, hello, Jimmy and Perry Burke. Good to have you both on the lot again.
Yeah, I had a hunch you'd been lonesome for us, Trista.
Okay. Trista, it was good of you to help Jean by picking out the test she's going to do with you today. It gives her such a swell chance to show what she can really do.
Yes, doesn't it?
She's here? Yes. Ah, and so this is Miss Wilson.
Yes, Renee. Miss Wilson, Mr. Rene LaRue.
How do you do, Mr. LaRue?
Mademoiselle.
Oh, and Miss Parks and Miss Perry, Mr. LaRue.
Thank you.
You know, my dear, when Martin asked us talking of asking Mr. LaRue to come and direct your test, I encouraged him. I was sure that, being an international star, you would enjoy speaking French again.
Vraiment, mademoiselle. Après le travail, nous parlerons en français. Hollywood se trouve si loin, quand nous avons grand plaisir à parler de Paris et des vieilles choses, n'est-ce pas?
Miss Wilson was a little upset just now. Maybe later.
Why, Jimmy, I'm not at all upset. Vous avez raison, Monsieur Leroux. Il faut que nous parlions de Paris.
Oh, mademoiselle, from armature, parley. Oh!
Well, I don't like to interrupt, but, you know, everything's ready, and holding up the set costs money, and...
We must think of superb productions as well as ourselves.
Exactly, Berg, exactly. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Bien. We do the test at once. You are sure you know your part in the scene, Miss Wilson?
I think so.
And Miss Lane, you...
I should do the scene right away as far as I'm concerned.
You will pardon me, but that is not my method, Miss Lane. We run through it once for the mechanics of action, then we polish it a bit and...
Polish? Mr. LaRue, are you aware that Superb Productions almost won an Academy Award on this scene?
Quite, Miss Lane. But I am also aware that I saw it. And that today Miss Wilson is being given a test. As I said before, we will polish the scene. Now, if you please. That that action of walking to the window. Once again, if you please.
Of course, Mr. Lewis. Still too fast?
A little, but do not worry. We keep at it till it is right. A very good suggestion, Mr. Park. Thank you. Oh, Miss Lane, could you manage to play a little more down theme so that Miss Wilson will not have to be looking away from the camera when she plays with you?
When I played it before, I...
Please, Lane, down theme. Thank you. Much better, much better. Cameraman, is there enough backlight on Miss Wilson? Let me see. No. More backlight on the window.
Right. Blot out those engines on the end.
Yes, too much backlight for me. We never use
them. Better. That's better. A little down, please, Miss Lane. And now, just one final rehearsal and then we shoot.
Rehearse? Again?
Please, Miss Lane. We must give Miss Winston every chance. Perfect. Now we take it. Ready, Miss Lane?
Am I ready?
Miss Wilson?
I believe so.
Oh, just a minute, Mr. LaRue. Her hair. I'll fix it. Save
the line.
Can't we hurry, LaRue? This is costing money. Yes, we're not making an eighth picture, you know.
No, but we are making an eighth test, Monsieur Riquet.
What's wrong with my hair?
Nothing, I just wanted to say good luck.
Thanks. Hey, think it's going to be all right?
You bet it is. This fellow, LaRue, I love him. He's wise on Miss Lane, all right.
Yeah. Are we ready?
Come on, kid. Troop it through.
Gosh. Somebody else said that to me once. That test at Freedom Productions.
Oh, forget all that, will you? This time you're a cinch. Got the works, Jeannie?
Well, when Miss Wilson is ready, I'm waiting.
I'm all ready. I'm sorry, but my hair had to be fixed.
That's all right. Later, please. Not too fast, Miss Wilson. And Miss Lane, please remember not to make Miss Wilson have to turn from the camera. Quiet.
Quiet.
Turn them over.
Rolling.
Action.
He stood there, almost in the very spot where you're standing now. And he smiled as he said he would return. Do you remember? Yes, Anne. And he didn't even kiss me. He just turned, that smile still on his face, went out the door and down the path to the road. And I stood at the window and watched till he was out of sight, down there where the road curves into the pines. It was spring then. And even as I watched, I knew that I'd never see him again. And not seeing him, there could never really be another spring for me. Oh, but you're just a child. You could not understand.
But I do understand.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. I can't play the scene with this girl.
But Miss Lane.
Oh, don't Miss Lane me. You could at least say the right line.
But that was my line.
Oh, be quiet. Spend the entire morning rehearsing a simple scene, and you can't even give me the cue.
I did give you the cue, and even if I hadn't, there was no need to stop.
Oh, there wasn't. Your awkwardness completely destroys the mood of the scene, but there's no reason to stop. Matter of fact, there was no reason to start it in the first place. I should waste my time on a rank amateur.
I'm not an amateur.
Oh, and be quiet. You're nothing but a cheap little imposter being ballyhooed by that whimsy Jimmy Park.
You keep Jimmy out of this.
Ooh. Look like that, eh? You not only can't play a scene when I choose the simplest one in the world for you.
I'll say you did. You chose one that didn't even give me anything to do. Your Academy Award scene. You think so, do you? Well, as a matter of fact, it could have gotten the Academy Award, but not the way you played it.
How dare you?
You must have played that part. And that scene needs a heart, Miss Lane, and that's something you haven't got. The girl in that scene has to have loved someone. And the only person you're capable of loving is Trista Lane. An amateur, am I? Well, if I couldn't play that scene better than you did, I wouldn't try to act.
Oh, perhaps you'd like to show me how it should be done.
You bet I would. Listen. He stood there, almost in the very spot where you're standing now, and he smiled.
Why, you're not going to...
He said he'd come back. Do you remember? And he didn't even kiss me. He just turned, that smile still on his face, and went out the door. And I stood at that window and watched till he was out of sight. Down there where the road curves into the pines. It was spring then. And even as I watched, I knew I'd never see him again. And not seeing him, there could never really be another spring for me.
Cut. Cut.
What a scene. Jeannie.
Wonderful. Read that one.
Read
goodness. You took all of that.
Of course we did.
Jeannie, I can't believe it. You were correct.
Ricky, will you stand for this? They come for him fast. This amateur.
Ricky, you want me to make a picture for you? Bien. With this girl, I make it. That girl and the right story, we win 6 awards for you. Bien. Such fire. Such spirit.
Ricky, it's a little while for contact
now. Just to listen to reason.
Jeannie, come on. Right. Where? I don't know where we're going out of here. Come on, we're going to celebrate.
Jimmy, where are we going?
To celebrate, I said, to the beach. We're going to swim and dance and ride merry-go-rounds and shoot the shoot in the morning. Yippee!
Yippee!
Quiet back there, we'll throw you out.
Oh, Jimmy, not so fast. You'll be arrested.
Ha-ha, but let me catch me first.
Jimmy, in case you're interested, they caught you.
Come on, Jimmy, I'll race you back to shore.
Wait a minute, watch me die from the float. A perfect jackknife. Hi-yo, Silver.
Grab it,
Jimmy.
Grab a ring.
I got it, and Jimmy, it's a gold one. I get a free ride.
Hooray! Hot dogs.
Nine? Sure, 3 apiece.
And be sure that pedigree.
You come to this car on a hundred of all of
them. That means with mustard.
It's for 5 years with no option.
Mustard? Maybe I'm crazy, but
Hey, there you are. There's your baby doll. Knock him off 4 times in a row when you're charging anything
in the
house.
Jimmy, let me try.
There you are, lady.
Sure, we'll all try. Give us a dozen balls.
Jimmy, I knocked one off. I hit it.
Here
you are, lady. Another baby doll.
Here
you are.
Hey, see the one with the chip on it? That one's Trista Lane. Watch me hit it.
Oh, poor Trista.
Yeah, boo hoo hoo for Trista. She's down, but you know, something tells me she's not up.
What is it that's so important and yet so secretive that you can't tell anyone but me personally? Well? Well?
Like this, Miss Lane. I heard indirectly that you and Miss Jane Wilson sort of had some trouble at the studio today.
Oh, you heard, did you?
Yeah.
Well, you can get out of here and mind your own business. I have no statements of prying reporters.
That's just it. Maybe I have.
I said you... What?
Miss Lane, it just happens that I'm anxious to leave town in a hurry, and I'd much rather go with $1,000 in my pocket.
Stop making riddles. What do you mean?
Would it be worth $1,000 to you to prove that Gene Wilson is not an international star and that our contract with Martin Rickey is no good because it was made through fraud?
Can you prove that?
I'm just asking you, Miss Lane. And if that isn't enough for your money, would it help if I could prove that Jimmy Parks put over this whole deal by giving away percentages of her prospective income? A little gag which Miss Wilson herself doesn't even know about?
She doesn't know? And you can prove it?
I could round up the shareholders in an hour.
Round up the shell. Well, isn't that interesting? Sit down. I think we might do business.
Mr. Parks.
Huh?
Got any more dance tickets left?
Sure, plenty.
Well, tear them up, eat them, do anything with them. This has got to be the last dance.
Gee, turn softy on me. Apparently the Wilson blood doesn't spring from the same hearty stalks as them Parsies.
Ah, is that so? Notice you didn't ring the bell with the sledgehammer.
Neither did you.
I rang the ladies' bell.
Oh, that's mere nothing. Ladies' bell. Why, with both hands tied behind me, I could say, hey, you know what we're going to do after this dance?
I know. We're going home.
Home at this hour? Fishing. Out at the end of the pier.
Fishing.
Uh-huh. Wait and see.
Poor Perry. Look at him loaded down with all those Cupid dolls.
Well, don't remind him. He may want us to carry some, see?
Don't tell me you stopped your dance marathon. If it's me you're worried about, go ahead. I've been here so long now, the people think I'm a concession.
Oh, Perry.
They've been looking around for rink to throw up my nose so they can win some of these Cupid dolls. Hey, aren't we going home now? I'm all stove in.
Well, you go back to the car. We'll be along later.
I know what that means. Well, listen, if you see a hulking mass in the back seat, don't disturb it. It'll be my recumbent fawn.
Perry, want another hot dog?
Go.
Come on, Judy. Hey, look at that. A nice brown cord for a line, a bent hairpin for a hook, and a chocolate raisin for a bait. I'm mighty funny fish. Don't bite on that.
Too particular.
Yeah.
Might be the wrong time of day. My father always said you can never fish after dark.
Oh, your father was bad.
Is that so? Well, I'll...
What?
I'm too tired to argue. He was bad. Like your father.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, fish always bite when there's a moon.
He said no.
He's a liar.
What's the matter?
That curl. Yeah, it is. Dumb your eyes again.
Let it stay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's better.
Oh, Jeannie. That moon on your face.
Jimmy.
I love you, Jeannie. I love you. Do you hear that?
Oh, Jeannie, I'm so glad.
Jeannie, there's something else I've got. There's something else you've got to know. About you, and I always swore to myself I'd tell you before I told you I loved you, but I...
Not now, Jimmy. Whatever it is, not now. Tomorrow or any time. But let this day, all of it, be just what it has been. Oh, Jimmy.
Jimmy! Jimmy, look, a bite! Haul up the line! Quick, Jimmy!
Jimmy, it was mean to leave Terry to bring up all those Cupid dolls and things by himself.
Oh, he ought to be rested, sleeping all the way home.
Oh, me too. Mm.
Just tell him to put them outside the door here. I'll get them in the morning. I'm too tired to wait.
Okay. Good night, Jimmy.
Good night, Jimmy.
Darling. Gosh, I was proud of you today.
Were you?
Yeah. And, Jimmy... Tomorrow, whenever I'm in, just remember one thing, yeah? What I said up here, that was on the level.
I remember.
Good night.
Jimmy, wait. Come back. There's someone in here.
Someone in there?
Oh, so there you are.
Miss Lane.
Trista? Yeah, we'd like to see you. Trista, what's the idea of this in Miss Wilson's apartment? Who are all these? What is this?
Oh, so you recognize us. I say us, because I bought out the apartment manager's interest. So now I'm a shareholder, too, Jimmy. A shareholder in your little Jean Wilson Corporation.
Hmm. Jimmy, what's she talking about?
Get out of here. I'll explain.
Oh, no, you won't. I'll explain. You see, my dear, every one of us here has a contract for a percentage in your first year's salary. A contract signed by your manager, Mr. Jimmy Fox.
Contract for 20? But that's not true.
Oh, isn't it? Well, just ask them. Ask Mrs. Ryan there, your cook. Or Mr. Tyner, who supplied your groceries. Or Buck Braddock, who's been choking you in his own car. Or your maid. Ask any of them. If he didn't make them all believe that about you being an international actor instead of the cheap waitress that you are. Well, why don't you ask them?
Jimmy, say something.
I wanted to tell you, Jimmy, I tried to.
Oh, watch. You should have, Jimmy. All those lies, that pretense. Oh, for publicity, it might have been all right. But to let all these people gamble on me. Oh, but it's all right now. All of you believe me. Even if Mr. Park did lie to you, I have a contract. Yesterday there was a test, and, well, you'll get your money. I have a contract.
Oh, have you? And how long will you keep it? When Martin Ritchie finds out it was made through fraud?
Trista, shut up.
You see, my dear, now you know how your friend Jimmy made a waitress into a star. But you still don't know why he did it.
No, Trista, stop it. Get out of here. I'll tell him I...
He'd been fired by Ritchie because he bugged on a publicity campaign. So he thought he'd get even. Do you know how?
Trista!
By selling him a phony. By getting him to give a contract to a girl who had already proved that she was the worst actress in Hollywood.
That's a lie. He believed in me.
Oh, he told me. Maybe that's why he told Roger Colden that you couldn't act the sour apple. And that if they could trick Ricky into signing you, they'd be putting him behind the biggest eight ball in the history of Hollywood. Oh, yes, he believes in
Trista,
you.
Trista, will you shut up?
Oh, no, Jimmy, let her talk. That's how we learn things. Funny things. Things that we can laugh about. Why don't you laugh? Why don't we all laugh?
Oh, Jimmy Park, I hope you have fun.
Jean,